Married at First Sight. Chapter 3191. Elora took Tatum's information and read it carefully. Tatum's information was not complicated. It stated that he had two brothers in his family. Both parents were retired. The eldest brother was married, and the family was harmonious. Tatum started his own business and had achieved little success. He had loved cooking since he was a child. Even though he was a young boss, he still liked to cook. Tatum's information did not indicate that he was the sixth young master of the York family, and Elora's secretary may not have been able to find it. It was also possible that Zachary made some manipulations in Wiltspoon so that Elora's people could only find basic information about Tatum, but not much. Deliberately helping Tatum conceal the identity of the sixth young master of the York family, so that Elora would not be frightened by Tatum's identity and would not want to admit Tatum. However, Tatum started his own business and had some small achievements. Zachary did not hide it from his younger brother. He always had some small skills to let Elora see, lest Elora looked down on him because Tatum was too poor. He was also worried that the elders of the Ormond family would dislike Tatum for his incompetence. Not all wealthy families were like the elders of the York family, who only valued character and temperament. Although the elders of the York family valued character and temperament, the old lady helped her grandchildren choose wives, but none of them had a poor background. All of the granddaughters-in-law had backgrounds, and they were a good match for the York family. How's it going? Is Tatum's character okay? Tinsley asked Elora impatiently. Elora didn't answer but handed the piece of paper to Tinsley to see. Tinsley took it and read it once, then put it down and, with a smile, said, "He has started his own business. He has opened several restaurants, and the business is not bad. Why does he decide to apply for a job as a chef? The salary offered by our family is not low. It should not be more than the money he earns." After a moment of silence, Elora said, "Maybe it's because he heard that I have a picky mouth, so he came here to be a chef. It's a challenge for him." Elora knew that Tatum had liked cooking since he was a child. Although he was young, he had been cooking for more than 10 years. Elora believed that his cooking skills were not bad. As for Tatum coming so far to take the exam, Elora guessed that it was because of her mouth. She was good at eating and had a picky mouth, so any chef she recognized was good enough. Tatum regarded being a chef as a challenge. Tinsley smiled and said, "It's really possible. He's loved cooking since he was a kid, and he might be a little crazy when it comes to cooking." Tinsley said expectantly, "Sister, if Tatum passes the exam, tell Uncle Jolly that I will eat at your house from now on." Elora said to her, "You want to eat, but when will it not be your share? It's just that once you come to eat, you have to keep exercising to avoid getting fat again. I don't have that much time to accompany you to lose weight." Tinsley said, "Forget it, I still go there for a meal once in a while. The days spent losing weight are terrible. After experiencing that kind of life once, I don't want to try it a second time." When Tinsley thought about eating happily, she failed to control her weight and gradually became a ball. Then Elora forced her to lose weight, control her diet, and exercise every day. She was exhausted. It took Tinsley half a year to lose weight successfully. From the beginning, whenever she was greedy, Elora would remind her to keep her mouth shut and open her legs to avoid becoming a ball again. Elora randomly stuffed Tatum's information into the drawer and said to Tinsley, "Go back and do your work." "Well, eldest sister, I'll go back and do some work first, and we'll go home together later." Tinsley knew that Elora would not go home too early, so she went back to her office honestly. At 4:30 in the afternoon, Evan ran to the York Corporation to wait for Zachary to get off work so that they could go to the Wiltspoon Hotel together. In Zachary's office, he saw Serenity and Sunny, who had arrived 5 minutes earlier than him. "Sister-in-law." Evan respectfully called sister-in-law. Serenity hummed. "Fourth uncle," Sunny greeted sweetly. Chapter 3192. Sunny rarely saw Evan and was not familiar with Evan, so he called him fourth uncle. He did not happily rush towards Evan for a hug like he did when he saw him and the others. Evan smiled and opened his arms to Sunny. "Sunny, come here, let your fourth uncle hug you." Sunny looked at Serenity and saw Serenity nodding. He then walked towards Evan, and Evan hugged him. "Sunny, fourth uncle." "Evan, yet." "Sunny, I haven't seen you for a long time. You're a bit heavy. You need to eat more so that you can grow up quickly." "Sunny, fourth uncle, I am a little heavy. I just need to eat more and grow up, and I will be heavier." Evan smiled and said, "Yes. Does Sunny miss your fourth uncle?" "Sunny, I rarely see you. If you're not familiar with me, I don't want to." Evan said to Serenity, "Sunny is really honest and can't even lie. Kid, it's better to be honest." Sunny also said, "The teacher said we should be honest children and not lie." "Evan, yes, yes." It seems that the fourth uncle will have to meet Sunny more often in the future. In this way, Sunny and the fourth uncle will become familiar with each other and will miss the fourth uncle. Evan looked at Zachary, who was still busy, and decided not to disturb him. He came here just to please Zachary and see if he could get some advice from him. Serenity invited him to dinner for a specific reason. Now that Serenity is here with Zachary, Evan should just ask Serenity directly. Evan sat down on the sofa with Sunny in his arms and asked Serenity, "Hasn't Sister Liberty come back?" Serenity said, "My sister is very busy now and can only come back during the new year. Last weekend, Brother Duncan took Sunny to spend the weekend with my sister." Evan hummed. He knew about Brother Duncan and Sister Liberty. He put down Sunny, and Sunny took his school bag, took out a book from the small school bag that the kindergarten teacher sent back today, opened the book, and started reading to himself. Evan asked, "Can Sunny know how to read?" Serenity replied on behalf of Sunny, "Sunny can recognize a lot of words. The kindergarten books are for pictures, so he can understand them." Evan praised, "Sunny is so smart. When they were as old as Sunny, oh, they also knew a lot of words." "Sister-in-law." Evan hesitated for a moment, then asked, "Sister-in-law, brother, you said you invited me over for dinner, right?" "Serenity, yes, has your elder brother informed you in place?" Evan nodded, and with a smile on his face, he asked carefully, "Sister-in-law, are you just going to invite me over for dinner? Have I done something bad?" "Probably not. The elders of the family were all here. Even if he did something bad, the elders would criticize and educate him. If not, the elder brother would still be there. Although Serenity was like a mother, in fact, Serenity, the eldest sister-in-law, usually didn't care about these brothers-in-law. Serenity met Evan's eyes and said with a smile, "What, why do you feel so scared when I invite you to dinner?" "Sister-in-law, I'm not afraid. It's just that suddenly you invited me to dinner, and I was worried that I had done something to offend you." "You did do something bad." Serenity pretended to be serious. Chapter 3193. Evan was shocked when he saw Serenity's serious look and asked repeatedly, "Sister-in-law, what did I do wrong?" "Sister-in-law, tell me I did something wrong. I will immediately apologize to you." At the same time, Evan was thinking about what he had done. It seemed that he hadn't seen Serenity for a long time. How could he have done anything to offend his sister-in-law? It had only been 10.5 days since he returned to Wiltspoon. During this period, he didn't even return to the villa, nor did he disturb the loving lives of his brother and sister-in-law. Evan couldn't even remember when he had offended his sister-in-law. Soon, Evan calmed down again. He didn't do anything to offend Serenity. Otherwise, Serenity would not have invited him to dinner. Instead, let Zachary settle the score with him directly, or complain to his parents. "Evan, sister-in-law, I'm scared to death by you. After thinking about it over and over, I feel that I couldn't possibly have done anything to offend you. Furthermore, if I make a mistake, you will come to settle accounts with me instead of inviting me to dinner." Serenity smiled, "That's it. You didn't do anything to offend me. What do you feel guilty about?" "Evan. Was Evan guilty?" Evan was just worried, which made him restless and unable to work seriously, so he came to see Zachary in advance, hoping to get some words from him. It turned out Serenity was here. He couldn't get any more words out of Zachary. "Sister-in-law, you said that I had done something bad." Evan just asked Serenity directly. "Serenity, if I don't tell you now, you will understand later, when you have dinner. In short, I can't stand what you do and think you are going too far." "Evan." He was silent for 2 minutes, then got up and poured a glass of warm water for Serenity. He then went to the snack shelf, picked out a few snacks, and placed them respectfully in front of her. Serenity said, "Your elder brother prepared these snacks for me. It wasn't Evan's filial piety toward her." "Evan, sister-in-law, you like to eat these snacks. I'll send a truck over to you some other day." "Serenity, if I eat too many snacks and can't eat the main meal, your elder brother will be angry." Because she was pregnant, she had to prepare food for one person and consume it for two, which meant she had to eat dinner. Zachary made snacks for her to pass the time when she was bored and did not allow her to eat more. She's afraid that if she eats too many snacks, she won't be able to eat the main meal. The snacks are definitely not as nutritious as the main meal. It's time to replenish the nutrients in that area of her belly. "Evan. Serenity, you don't have to worry about trying to please me. You'll understand when I tell you what to do when you eat." Evan's handsome face fell. Serenity was becoming more and more like Zachary. Was it that the person who was close to ink was black, and the person who was close to vermilion was red? Serenity ate her snacks leisurely. Sunny was reading a book. Evan saw that he could not get the result from Serenity, so he quietly went to Zachary's desk and sat down. He looked pityingly at Zachary. Zachary seemed not to notice him, and he handled his official business calmly. "Brother!" Evan shouted softly. Zachary didn't even raise his head and said in a low voice, "I heard what your sister-in-law said. Evan, brother, you must know the reason. Tell me what's going on. Otherwise, I won't be able to eat any more." Chapter 3194. Zachary, if you can't eat it, I can eat more. Evan, brother, I am your younger brother. Zachary, I have so many brothers, but if you did something like that, the face of our York family would be lost by you. Evan was shocked again. What a disaster! He did something so outrageous that he disgraced the York family. Evan, brother. Zachary, wait aside. Wait. Evan stood up helplessly, sat aside, and waited for time to pass. Evan had finally tasted what it felt like to live as long as the years. He really felt that this time was too sad. Finally, it's time to get off work. Zachary turned off the computer, stood up, and walked around the desk. Evan stood up immediately and walked forward like a pug with a smile on his face. "Brother, are you tired?" Zachary glanced at him and said, "I'm tired, can you share the burden with me? I have help too." Almost all of the brothers help with the family business, but the burden still falls on Zachary. They put more thought into doing what they love. Unlike Zachary, who only had one purpose, which was to build the York Corporation and make the York Corporation stand firm in Wiltspoon. Zachary glanced at Evan again, and Evan didn't dare to speak. Even if they add their own careers, they are not as busy and tired as their elder brother, Zachary. The enormous York Corporation bore an excessive burden. Zachary picked very tiring tasks, but in order to allow them to do what they like, the eldest brother did not ask them to share how much they had to share. He only arranged for them what they happened to be interested in so that they could accumulate experience. "Saren, I'm off work." Zachary walked toward his beloved wife. Evan trembled when he heard Zachary's gentle tone when he called his sister-in-law's name. Serenity received Zachary's gentle touch. A pretty face suddenly flashed through his mind, and soon that face was replaced by another. He quickly retracted his drifting thoughts. He could only marry one person. Choose her or not. Evan was very confused. The person Grandma chose for him was excellent, and he could get along well with her, but he always felt that something was missing. In his dream, he had become entangled with the woman, but in reality, he had found her. The two of them didn't get along well, they would always argue and even fight, and they felt a bit like enemies. But he preferred to be with her. No wonder he would pester her endlessly in his dreams. He harbored a deeper affection for her. He probably lacked some passion for the person his grandma chose for him. One side was what he really liked, and the other side was what his grandma picked for him. Evan knew that the person grandma chose was based on his temperament, and the person was definitely suitable for him. If he had not found the woman of his dreams in real life, he would definitely fall in love with that woman according to Grandma's wishes, get married, have children, and live his whole life step by step. However, he found the woman of his dreams. Evan was very confused. He couldn't find out the woman's surname in the dream. He only knew that she had a nickname, Fox. She had good boxing and kicking skills, had a sweet temperament, good looks, and was a bit playful. Her background had been kept secret. Even he, the fourth young master of the York family, couldn't find out her background. He had no idea about the other person's family background, and even if the elders in the family were open-minded, he felt sorry for her for marrying a woman who had no idea about his background or even his name, let alone the elders in the family. Evan thought about asking Julian for help, but Julian was too busy chasing his wife to bother him. Chapter 3195. Evan went to find his grandma, but she asked him to solve it himself. He asked Grandma to agree to his substitution. Grandma also said that she just chose someone for him. If he really doesn't like it, he can also find someone he likes, but her character and temperament must pass the test. Evan felt that Fox's character was not bad. Although she had a bit of a temper, she was still a reasonable person. He just didn't know the Fox's family background. Busy working? Serenity asked Zachary warmly. Her gentle words brought Evan back from his thoughts. Zachary, well, we're done, we can go. Serenity stood up and called to her nephew, Sonny, pack your books, let's go to dinner. Sonny yelled, immediately packing up his books and stuffing them back into his school bag. Then he picked up the small school bag and opened his arms to Zachary, asking him to carry him away. Zachary picked him up lovingly, scratched his nose lightly, and said, "You still want your uncle to carry you? Sonny, when I grow up, my uncle won't be able to hold me anymore." Zachary said with a smile, "So, uncle must hurry up and hug you. Otherwise, when you grow up, uncle won't be able to hug you when he gets old." Sonny looked arrogant. Zachary hugged Sonny and held Serenity with one hand. Evan felt that he was like a big, dazzling light bulb. He didn't dare to say a word, and tried to hide behind them, walking silently, so as not to be discovered by Zachary. The York Corporation was not far from the Wiltspoon Hotel. Soon, the group arrived at the Wiltspoon Hotel. Evan entered the hotel with Zachary and Serenity, but he still couldn't figure out the reason. Elian would send him messages from time to time, asking him if Serenity invited him to dinner, what benefits it would bring him, and asking him to remember his brothers, share the benefits with everyone, and not eat alone. Evan couldn't help but reply to Elian, "You don't know how worried I am right now. Do you want me to share something with you? Sister-in-law said I did something bad. Eldest brother said that I had disgraced the York family." Evan whispered the voice message, "I'm on tenterhooks right now. I can't even think of how I've lost face to the York family. Elian, fourth brother, have you gotten into big trouble? Can you eat this meal? Haha, let me just say that if something good happens, it's impossible for my eldest brother and sister-in-law not to inform us, only you. It turned out that you were in trouble." Evan's face looked very sad. Why did he feel that Elian was gloating about his misfortune? Elian stopped sending messages to Evan. Anyway, his eldest brother and sister-in-law invited the fourth brother to dinner, which was not a good thing. If something good happened, the eldest brother and sister-in-law would never forget it. They were all his good, younger brothers. Because they were members of their own family, Zachary and his wife took the elevator straight to the top floor and entered the hotel's presidential suite, where Zachary usually rested. "Evan, please wait here. I've invited someone to have dinner with me. Now send her a message and ask her to go upstairs. Later, you can help me invite her in." Before entering the suite, Serenity suddenly turned to Evan and said. Evan felt relieved when he heard that his sister-in-law had invited others to dinner. If outsiders are present, the brother and sister-in-law will still save face for him. "Okay," Evan readily agreed. Serenity took out her cell phone and called the number on the business card Abby gave her. Abby quickly answered Serenity's call. "Abby, Miss Hunt. Serenity, Miss Dew, are you free now?" Abby was silent and then said, "Miss Hunt, you said you would treat me to dinner tonight, so I didn't dare to go anywhere for fear of missing out on President Hunt treating me to dinner." Serenity smiled. "I am in the presidential suite on the top floor of the Wiltspoon Hotel. You can take the elevator straight to the top floor. I have people waiting for you. You can see him soon after you get out of the elevator." "Okay, I'll go now," Abby responded. "Then see you later." Serenity hung up the phone first.